isn't, but don't we have a situation in which the findings that are made by the district court perhaps aren't adequate for us to determine whether he was correct or incorrect? Is this perhaps a situation in which we have to send the case back to Judge Ward to ask him to make more direct findings about whether he concludes that this agent actually read the brochure and deliberately didn't disclose the key part of it? I mean, what bothers me is he hasn't expressly made that finding. He said some things that dance around it, but he hasn't made it. Why shouldn't we insist that he directly address the question and tell us what his findings are?
Because I believe that he did address that question sufficiently, because there is only two possibilities here. One possibility is that he didn't read the brochure and only read the front, or he read the whole brochure. It's the only two possibilities. The first possibility is so implausible that it's...
But if true, it wouldn't be an equitable conduct, would it? That would be negligence.
But how could then the same witness...
I understand what you're saying, but let's assume that there were a finding that he was careless, he only read the front page of the brochure, he didn't realize that there was this damning thing later in the brochure, and that he's sorry, but he made a terrible mistake, but that's what it is. That's not inequitable conduct. On the other hand, if in fact he read the whole brochure and deliberately didn't disclose this key thing later in the brochure, that probably would be inequitable conduct. So there's a problem here. We don't know which is which.
Your Honor, I would submit that not reading the brochure is in fact a failure to live up to the duty of candor.
That's a hard one.
Well, Your Honor, at some point, deliberate cultivated ignorance. I'm not going to read the brochure that I have in my hands from the inventor.
Oh, if he deliberately didn't read it, that's one thing. But my hypothetical isn't that he didn't deliberately ignore it. It's just that he was careless. He didn't take the time to do a thorough job. That's not inequitable conduct.
But he made the deliberate decision to describe to the patent office only part of the brochure.
Well, we don't know that because we don't know whether he read the whole thing. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. And maybe if the district court had made a finding that he read the whole thing and deliberately was selective about it, that would be one thing. But I'm having a little difficulty seeing that Judge Ward went that far.
Well, Your Honor, I think we have to get back to the first principle of, if he didn't read the brochure, was that inequitable conduct? And you had some trouble with that. But we have to, I think, take the case of, is he purposefully not reading the brochure because he doesn't want to know what's in the brochure?
But that's all surmise. It may be that he was just simply negligent. He read the front of the brochure and looked at it inside and said, well, that's just a bunch of technical stuff. I don't have to pay any attention to that. They've said everything on the cover of the brochure. That admittedly would be negligence, but it's hard to say that that would be inequitable conduct.
But again, I go back to, the defense was it's undated. You can't reconcile the defense, the excuse of undated, with anything other than he had to look at the brochure to see whether or not it had a date. That's Judge Ward's central point here. If he's going to take the witness stand and he's going to offer the plausible...
Did he have to read the rest of the brochure? You could just look it over and see if there was a date on it. And, you know, he looked at it and he didn't see a date. He didn't read the whole of it.
The finding below, even the most cursory review of that brochure would have determined that it taught billing integration. There's no challenge to that factual finding. The demeanor and the credibility of the witnesses are in front of the district court judge.
But even the most cursory review assumed that one read the whole brochure, didn't it?
Well, I think the point being made is even the most cursory review to determine it didn't have a date would require reviewing the whole brochure. It's the only logical explanation for that statement. An undated brochure, to be able to testify in that fashion, requires some review of the whole brochure. Because the whole defense...
I don't know. If I want to find the date on which court entered a judgment, I look at the judgment, and if I see up at the top of it a date. I don't read the whole judgment.
Your Honor.
I don't have to.
This a brochure, as we're talking about here, is certainly not a court opinion. Remember, we're having a witness who's testifying that he's not going to give the brochure or doesn't have to give the brochure because it was his general practice not to give undated material to the Patent Office. There's no single place on a brochure that you would be able to...
Have we exhausted this
Sorry.
Aspect? And we